live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The main feature of the site allows you to actually submit different show prep suggestions, things you might think that we'll find interesting or our other listeners will find interesting, because it's really the listeners who decide, listeners like you, who decide the content of our website. You can go and submit any link to a video or a blog post or a news article. If it's already in the system, it'll tell you that. Oh, it's already here. You can just go vote on it. Because once your link gets submitted into the system, then it's up for vote, and anybody else using the website can vote whether they like or dislike it. The most popular, most liked stories will make it to the top and front page of our website at freetalklive.com. So as usual, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Though to start things out, apparently there's some pretty big news from down on the border. Sam, what is going on?
Well, Obama is finally taking action to keep us safe from immigrants, people who want to come here and build a better life for themselves. So the Associated Press is reporting troops to the Mexican border, Obama to send 1,200. Under pressure to take action, President Barack Obama is ordering 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican borders. Officials said yesterday, preempting Republican efforts to force a congressional vote to send the troops.
Obama, so rather than the Republicans voting to send the troops, he just decided, all right, fine, I'll send them.
Exactly.
Sure, what's he lose?
Yeah.
Obama will also request $500 million for border protection and law enforcement activities, according to lawmakers and administration officials.
This will finally handle that issue of crime.
Oh, yeah, no more immigrants either, right?
Sure.
That'll stop them.
Sure.
Just throw some money at it, throw some guards down there, and no one will ever get through with any more drugs or people.
The president's actions come as chances for comprehensive immigration reform, Obama's long-stated goal, looks increasingly dim in this election year, along with, I guess, all of his other promises. Obama has been all but compelled to do something since Arizona's passage of tough illegal immigration law thrust the border problem into the public spotlight. The National Guard will work on intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, analysis and training, and support efforts to block drug trafficking.
So here's my prediction. Drug prices may go up. There are going to be more people who will have to pay more to the coyotes in order to get themselves through the border, because there's a good chance that with more government bureaucrats down there, you may have to pay if you're a black marketeer smuggling people or product. You'll have to pay off more guards in order to get your product or people through the border, which may mean that people are more likely because of the, which may mean that they need to raise the prices of the end product, which means that more crackheads will be robbing people on the streets in order to get the extra money they'll need to pay the increased prices for the drugs.
You're assuming that this, you know, it's going to matter. I mean, it seems to me that the coyote is going to figure out within a few months' time how to pay off these National Guard guys. It's not like they're
That's making a whole bunch of money. They're going to pay them off, and that means if they have to pay off more, and maybe they won't. You know, maybe they just have some great routes and underground tunnels that these cats just aren't going to know about. But I think the you know, worst case scenario here is that they are effectively blocking more routes, and that means that they have to pay off more guards, and that means that they have to make their money back. So that means the end price has to raise. The street level price may go up.
But only for a short time, right? Because this is a temporary thing. It says right here they will temporarily supplement Border Patrol agents and customs and border protection. So border
protection can recruit. Because everything's temporary with government.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after they spend that $500 million, they're just going to shrink back the size of the border and allow the other holes that used to exist to open back up. It's not like they're going to just keep building up troops and putting machine guns and weapons.
No, because every time the government has ever said, oh, it's just temporary, don't worry, they've kept to their word, haven't they?
I think so.
Well, the idea here is they want to hire Border Patrol to take over where the National Guard is supposed to be. And I can imagine that many of these National Guard guys don't want to be stationed on the border. They'd rather get back to their jobs. Hopefully they have real jobs. Some of them probably don't. They would like to stay doing this full-time.
Probably get hired as a border guard.
And they'll get hired as a border guard. And there you'll basically have more militarizing of the police in America and blurring the line between the military and cops. I think that the most disturbing part of this to me, there's a lot of disturbing stuff. But the idea, once again, that they're going to use soldiers to do police work, as if it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit to you that over time, that our police departments have become closer and closer to the military units.
The Border Patrol, I don't think, really is police. I mean, the Border Patrol is essentially a militarized group of people that protects imaginary lines in the sand.
But they're down there to quell drug violence, too.
Yeah. Okay, I see where you're coming from on that.
In 2006, President George W. Bush sent thousands of troops to the border to perform support duties that tie up immigration agents. But that program has since ended, and politicians in border states have called for troops to be sent to curb human and drug smuggling and deal with Mexico's drug violence that has been spilling over into the United States. Now, we've talked on this show when they started putting the fence up and so forth about the Mexican drug cartels starting to send people over into the United States, and they bring their guns. They bring their way of running the drug war with them mm-hmm. across the border. So now there are police and border patrol agents that are dealing with, you know, well-armed guys who have nothing to lose, who are willing to shoot back at the cops with automatic guns. So it's made it a very dangerous a very dangerous game down there, or area. And, you know, now that they've brought this over into the United States, they've created this huge unintended consequence that came out of protecting the borders. And then here's
well, they can solve it with more troops. If they just put more men with guns down there, that'll scare away the bad guys, won't it?
Not if there's that much money to be made moving drugs across the border or doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Oh, they can't be bought off. What are you talking about? These are our men in blue. These are our men in, well, in this case, fatigues. They can't be bought off. What do they make? $20,000 a year?
Yeah, probably about that.
Yeah, they can't be bought off. That's good money. What are you talking about? What, do you think they're going to take a $50,000 cash payment or something like that to look the other way all year long?
Yeah, I think they would.
Who would do something like that? 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think you're right. Of course, I'm being facetious, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if they were making more than $20,000, they'd still take it. When you look at the stories about some of the people that get busted for being corrupt in the Border Patrol, in some cases it's administrators. I mean, these guys are making good money. It's just that who's going to turn their nose up to at $20,000 in cash, even if you're already making $200,000? You know, who's going to turn their nose up at 10% of their paycheck just to look the other way as some trucks drive through?
But,
you know?
And the thing you've got to remember is that when you are making $200,000 in a paycheck, you're getting maybe $100,000 of it as a paycheck. So $20,000 is 20% of your paycheck.
Okay, I see where you're coming from there.
For free, for doing nothing.
Yeah.
For allowing people to do the same thing they're already doing all across the border, getting through, moving drugs through, the stuff that's not being caught.
Yeah. If you don't take the money, somebody else will, right?
Right.
So these aren't solutions. These are not the answers to the problems of drug trafficking and human trafficking. And they never will be the solutions. Obama or Bush or whoever is in charge up there can pour as many people on that border as they want to. And, in fact, they will. They're going to do this, and then they're going to hire more border guards, et cetera. Years down the road, a couple of years down the road, they're going to look at it, and they're going to say there's still drugs coming through. There are still people coming through. So, of course, the next step would be to build a wall or do something else crazy, like Rand Paul suggested, put helicopter stations down there. How about a moat? Maybe some alligators. An underground electrified fence was another suggestion. I mean, they'll just keep going more insane until they've created North Korea.
Right.
Until they've created a place that you can't get out of.
It's right here in the story. McCain is calling for 6,000 troops, not the 1,200. And he wants an additional $250 million to pay for all this to just be printed out of thin air. So they will never stop.
He's small government. Wait a minute. He's a Republican. They're for small government. What are you talking about?
Well, we got to keep us safe. I mean, you don't want to die from the illegal immigrants.
Well, no amount of money is enough. So how about let's just do trillions of dollars? Let's just throw. How about we just bankrupt the entire country printing out?
How about
money?
We just hire everybody in America to stand on the border and keep out the Mexicans?
There you go. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. And Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam, by the way, from ObscuredTruth.com. If you have yet to go over there, make sure you do when you get a chance. ObscuredTruth.com. You see some great YouTube video content that is of a pro-liberty nature and, I would say, a very highly produced, very entertaining, ObscuredTruth.com. Obscurecast.com. Now, actually, Sam, you just put something online today, but it's not over at Obscure Truth. You put it up over at Free Keen's channel. Is that right?
Yeah. If you go to the homepage at ObscureTruth.com, though, it's the featured video right now.
Oh, really? So you can feature another video up there that's not on your channel?
So that's under the Free Keen account, but it shows up on my homepage only and in my favorites.
Oh, cool. Well, you can also go to FreeKeen.com. It's right there on the front page, but it's your interaction. Did it happen today?
No, it happened on, I think it was Sunday. We were changing a tire, and the census worker walked up in the driveway, and I saw him, knew exactly who he was, so I ran in the house to get the video camera while Meg kind of stalled, and I came out, and she says, I didn't sign the Constitution, and he said, well, yeah, you did.
Oh, really? I missed that part.
She's like, she told me later, I knew who he was, and I didn't know where you went, so I assumed you just wanted me to stall, which is what she did. So it worked.
And you had a nice conversation about how the census was used to intern Japanese Americans, and he apparently did not even know that.
He was completely unaware, thinking that, you know, this is only, he was making the point that really the census workers are out there, they believe in what they're kind of feeding people, they want to do the right thing.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
It's 7 minutes, go check it out, freekeen.com.
With summer straight ahead, we're all busier than ever. Traveling picnics, family get-togethers, so much to think about. How you handling it all? Well, if you take Nature Bee every day, you'll do just fine. Here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii with more.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. You know, I love those traveling picnics. We ought to go one nationwide. We ought to do that, take a lot of extra Nature Bee with it. Nature Bee can help. It actually, you know, contains, this is the beauty about this natural product, all the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that you need. It is an awesome, totally natural vegetable food supplement in a capsule.
Sounds like the helping hand that our immune systems need, because it's completely natural. It must be perfect for the whole family, right?
You bet. That's the bottom line. Perfectly natural, safe for everybody in the family. Look at this. You don't need to keep it in a medicine cabinet. It's a food. It's not a drug or a medicine. Over 150 micronutrients, all there naturally occurring. You won't believe the benefits. Remember, good nutrition is a healthy mind and a strong body.
So what's the bottom line? How can our listeners get their own supply of Nature Bee, Mike?
Yeah, see, we even got that covered for you. Check this out, everybody. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to bonus Free Talk Live, 3 extra months for free. You get Nature Bee right to your door with a 100% money-back guarantee, and all you got to do is make the toll-free call to Clean Green New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. It's like magic. 866-834-8355. We're, of course, online. NatureBee, that's naturebee.com.
Okay, you heard him. Get on the phone right now. Start feeling as good as I do. Get your Nature Bee by calling toll-free at 866-834-8355. 866-834-8355. Jump online at naturebee.com.
All right, as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, we'll go to Ty, listening, I think, in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Well, hi, Ian. I just called in. I just got through listening. Actually, I'm on the tail end of the podcast from last night, and y'all were talking about the West Memphis police shooting.
Which one was this? Was this the 7-year-old girl?
No, this was the one with the
police.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of police shootings. Which one is this?
This is the two guys, the two Patriots.
Police got shot.
Oh, two. Some cops got shot by some nutters.
Yeah, the immediate reports. It happened in West Memphis, which is right across the Mississippi River from Memphis.
Okay.
And when I first heard about it, I thought, oh boy, this is everything all rolled into one, because it was reported that there was two Hispanic males that were involved in the shooting, and that the cop was doing drug interdiction. And I thought, well, great, now we're going to have this hoopla about illegal immigration and drug wars and all this kind of stuff. Well, the shooting, there were actually two shootings that took place. One happened right on the bridge. The son of the guy doing the bad way to do civil disobedience shot the policeman that stopped him, stopped his dad in the back of the head.
Whoa.
And then they took off and were stopped in the Walmart parking lot about 4 or 5 miles away. And some other guy rammed the van while the police were having a shootout. And several people were shot. But I think you guys kind of encapsulated what what the problem is. These guys were civil disobedient types, but they were also violent types.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the really interesting things was the news reports were saying that they traced the license plates to Ohio. And then my wife goes, well, how do they trace license plates? You know, the license plate says where it is. It says Ohio.
Real police work there.
That's a good point. We got on the internet and looked. There was a picture of the back of the van, and there was no license plate. So I think that's probably why they got stopped. And these guys were, you know, weapons types. They had the guy had been arrested before for having AK-47s. So I think it may have been the wrong kind of civil disobedient types ran into the wrong kind of cops.
Well, you know, I think there are a lot of people who come to understand what the government's doing, see the force that's involved. They know that what the state does in the name of the people is immoral. It's wrong. It's not the way to live in a peaceful society. And yet they're trying to solve the problem with force themselves. I mean, we will be free of driver's license and license plates mandated by the state when society and people can look at each other and understand that, you know, there are ways to do this without the one-size-must-fit-all solution, and we're not going to get there by people being pulled over on the side of the road and having a shootout with the police.
Certainly not.
Exactly. It was really a sad situation. Really sad.
Nobody is going to be persuaded. Yeah, no one is going to be persuaded to their particular viewpoint. And much of what they believe may be right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know them. I don't know what their belief system was. I know that at one point that one of them was busted for for driving without a driver's license or something like that. Hey, Ty, thanks for the call. I appreciate the info tonight and helping us clear that up. 800-259-9231. But people are going to look at that and they're going to say that, well, these folks that are driving without licenses are crazy. Mm-hmm. They're crazy and dangerous and armed, and we should be afraid of people like that.
I think that's really where the federal government wants to go nationally, is to paint all of the people who speak out against the government, whether they're Tea Partiers or, you know, whatever different issue, whether they're in a militia or not. They want to paint all those people as either racist, anti-government, anything that they can do to turn the masses against them, to get people to just discount in their mind, oh, you know, we don't have to listen to that guy. He's
crazy.
Well,
that gets easier for the government to paint them that way, the more of these guys that decide they're going to solve their problems by shooting cops.
Right, and you may recall we talked about, I think it was the FBI report that said, the Department of Homeland Security that said that these so-called sovereigns, they call themselves sovereign citizens, which I find a contradiction, but they believe they're domestic terrorists.
The MIAC report.
And there was another one after that as well. You can bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. Peace is the answer, of course.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. By the way, we also want to invite you over to the CD Evolution Fund website, cdevolution.org. You can go there. You can get behind the civilly disobedient folks up here in New Hampshire, people like Curtis, who you hear on the show co-hosting some nights. And there's a lot that's going on with cdevolution.org. I think behind the scenes we've got a brand new executive director on board, Jason Talley. You've heard him on the these airwaves as well. I know that we're going to have him on coming up here, I think, in as a kind of a guest co-host to come on and really get into detail about where he wants to take the CD Evolution Fund. And I know that the three of us are on the board of directors, so we've already had conversations with Jason, and I'm pretty excited to have him on board.
He's gonna take the CD Evolution Fund to new heights.
Yeah. So go on over to cdevolution.org and get subscribed to the blog. There he'll be posting new stuff every week, as I understand it. And it's great. And the site looks great, by the way. Sam's friend Meg took care of redesigning the site. Actually, it's my understanding there's another tweak to the redesign coming soon.
I'd say it's more than a tweak.
More than a tweak.
It's another complete makeover that will really step it up.
Okay.
It looks
cool.
Awesome.
Cool. I haven't even seen that yet. So coming soon to CD Evolution. Evolution.org. All right, we'll talk to you about anything. David is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello, yeah. Hey, I like the cut of your jib. I like a lot of what you talk about, strong libertarians and peace, and I'm all for that. The only thing I have a thing with, as far as not a problem or anything, but with the border, I live here in Arizona. I've seen it. And the thing is that I know the troops aren't going to fix anything down there. that I'm a real strong constitutionalist and have been for many years, and I'm a sovereign citizen like you were talking about. I filled out those paperwork many years ago.
What paperwork?
I've been living this for 20-some years.
What paperwork? What paperwork did you fill out?
As far as revoking my power of attorney from the government and all that stuff, like that paperwork. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
No, okay. I'm not really, but I am familiar with the people that will go around and take people's money to tell them what paperwork to fill out.
I did most of it on my own.
Yeah.
I did legally all the paperwork, most of it on my own. I bought a lot of the stuff on my own and did it myself, so I didn't have to pay many people.
So this was 20 years ago that you did this?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years, but...
So I have drove
without a license and without plates and without a registration. I did that for many, many years.
How'd that
work
out?
It didn't work out because I was doing nothing but fighting them in court, and I beat them all the time. But that's what they wanted to do, was tie me up for, you know, all that time, and I helped a lot of people years ago.
How did you beat them? I'm just curious. I mean, I find this all very fascinating. How did you beat them?
I went to court and filed. The first thing I always filed was the jurisdiction, because those courts, which you know are the maritime courts with the yellow border around the flag.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm not going to say I know that. I'm not going to say I know that. That's a commonly held conspiracy theory. I don't know if there's anything to it.
Yes, it's true.
A lot of people have tried that stuff in court and it hasn't gotten anywhere.
Helping people on my own, but I don't know everything.
So you filed a paper saying that there was no just. Let me just make sure I'm understanding you. You filed some sort of paperwork with the courts, essentially asserting that there was no jurisdiction. And then what?
That's correct.
Then what happened?
When you go to court, they have to prove jurisdiction, and that was the first thing. What's that?
No, they don't. I told them that they didn't have jurisdiction, and they don't care.
I know that, and you're right. And they do fight you, and they never admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I had to get a license and everything again, because it was so hard to just get by in regular life, but
it's
still
hard
live
to be a sovereign. There's no doubt about that.
And I still believe it. And the thing that I was getting to was the border part. And the thing is that I believe, because you're a constitutionalist, I know you're peaceful, and I wish
you keep putting words in my mouth, and I understand that maybe you feel like I might be very, very aligned with certain things based on the way I speak and the things I talk about. And maybe it's because I've been there. I have been a so-called constitutionalist. Used to have a book on the Constitution and all that. Then I discovered that the Constitution is really just a piece of paper that doesn't have my signature on it, and it in no way is binding on me. So, no, I'm not really a constitutionalist. But go ahead with your point about immigration.
Okay, and I didn't mean to put you in into a category that I shouldn't put you in. I assumed something, and that I was wrong. But my point was is that I believe that we have to, the people have to take back as our country, like you have done up in New Hampshire, where you made your own societies, from what I understand.
We're just in the very, very beginning stages of that. In fact, Sam, you're supposed to. Are you working on printing out our new Declaration of Independence?
I got to find a printer that can print on hemp paper. I want something that will last, and I have not found one yet.
We're working on getting something together for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where people will be able to essentially declare their sovereignty.
You need a big sort of yellowish piece of paper, old looking.
That's what he's looking for. It's like
important.
A hemp paper. Yeah,
you can burn part of the corners, make it look real.
So yeah, it's just
the
cusps.
The Southworth paper that the founding fathers used to use, the hemp type paper. I like that too.
Okay, so back to immigration.
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking about the borders, and what I feel the answer is that because we are a militia, not the militia that they badmouth and the bad people, but the true militia like our country was founded on.
Well, I'm not a militia, so I don't know. I don't know who we is, but it doesn't include me.
Right. But I believe we don't have to be militia or be in a category. I just believe that the citizens, the United States, the proper citizens, need to, you know, we need to take more action, and we need to be on the border patrolling our borders or something, because obviously the government can't do it.
But I want people to come here.
Yes. I mean,
so I'm not
going to
patrol the border.
Legal.
I want, I want people to come here. And I want them to come here without asking government's permission. I mean, I thought you believe in sovereignty.
And you're right. I do. But I also, I agree. That's why I say I agree with your legal stuff and the way you do things and about everybody should be free. Because
yeah.
I search for ultimate freedom every day of
right.
being really free.
Well, it seems
okay.
to me that if I want to be free, then I must allow others to be free. Doesn't that make sense?
I agree with that.
Well, that includes other people that are on the outside of an imaginary line in the sand.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. You don't agree with the big government, which I don't either, okay?
I don't agree with any coercion between people.
Absolutely, and because it's not our right. Because God, we have our unalienable rights, and you're right.
Okay, so that sounds like we're in agreement then. So why on earth would you support aggressing against peaceful people who would come here from another place in the world?
The problem the biggest problem is that, okay, I haven't paid taxes all my life anyway, so I don't believe in paying taxes
That's
to have
good.
Them violate my rights. But I don't want to pay for their health care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to come and make me work for them.
Well, that's
all the freebies.
I don't know how
like
they're
going to
make you do
that's
any of that.
That's a government problem. That's not an immigration problem. Do you understand?
Okay.
I mean, that's
yeah.
a welfare problem that I guess we, if you want to use that terminology, the United States citizens over time have allowed that to happen. I mean, they started welfare before I was born, so I'm not going to claim responsibility for that. But, you know, the people in this country created that problem, not the people in other countries.
And I agree 100% with that. I do. But where I'm saying at, where we're at now, I realize that where we're at as a country, and as much as I wanted to believe this all my life, that we could right the ship and take it back doing things, at this point, I'm at the point where I don't believe we can go back to be free like we need to be.
So what's wrong with letting the ship is sinking, but rats want to get on board the ship. What's wrong with letting them come then?
Well, it's all part. The problem I have is the big picture, and with the global, that's all part of global government. Now,
tell you what, I want to explore your contradictions here a little bit further, if you don't mind. Hang on, 800-259-9231, because there's some glaring contradictions in this conversation. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm,
How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you enjoy the fact that all of the features on the site are given away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get behind the show financially and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, join the program for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And we have implemented a brand new system. Hopefully most of the bugs have been ironed out, but you're kind of still in a testing phase. You may be a guinea pig at this point in the process. But the new system should allow you as an amplifier to go in and change your information easily, update credit card info, that kind of thing, upgrade your account, downgrade your account. Maybe you sign up at, because we allow people to do more than $3 if they want. So maybe you sign up at $10 and you go through some hard times and you need to cut back to $3. You don't have to email to ask us to do those things anymore. The system should allow you to self-administrate. So it takes out a layer of bureaucracy. Amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. Get on board. Get access to perks like the Amp-only call-in line, the Amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. I think David is still with us. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, David, you're in Arizona, and you're calling tonight about immigration. It sounds like we are in agreement on a number of things, and I'm hearing a lot from you that sounds good to me. Sovereignty, I like that. Freedom, I like that as well. But on the other hand, I'm hearing some contradictions. If one believes in sovereignty, if one believes in one's right to own oneself and be sovereign and be responsible for one's own life and actions, then it would make sense that you would believe that everyone who wants to be sovereign could be a sovereign, and that would mean that other sovereigns would be allowed to bring sovereigns from other parts of the world in to do work for them or to live with them and that kind of thing. And you were talking about putting people on the borders to stop people from coming here because of what the government is doing with welfare. Do you see the contradiction there, or have I obscured it through my ramblings?
No, you put it right there, and I don't maybe speak real eloquently or anything like that. I'm not college educated,
But the thing is that what I'm for, like you said, is freedom and the freedom of an individual. But I don't believe in the free system of that we should have to take care of somebody either, because if everybody's responsible for themselves, then they shouldn't need our help to take care of them. And then the other thing is basically, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but it kind of sounds like you're for the system, all in common system.
All in common and system?
What is that,
communism?
No. Far as this is kind of, and I don't want to get into the religious end of it, but in a perfect world, in other words, everybody would be living in common. There's nobody putting a thumb on you, you know, repressing you or anything like that. Everybody's equal, in other words. Okay.
Well, I think there's always going to be violence, but it's right. Institutionalized violence that bothers me, and institutionalized violence comes from government, or at least what we know as government these days. I think that you can change government in some ways to make it so it's not coercive by doing away with the aspect of it that's monopoly. But this is kind of – I'd like to draw an analogy for you if I could, David. So let's say your wife is putting out a bowl of cat food every morning for cats that come up and, that live near your yard. And it sounds to me with the illegal alien problem that you're out there shooting cats rather than telling your wife, hey, stop putting the cat food out. You know, so you've got what you have in your house is a divided house. People feel differently, but you're taking it out on the cats. The cats have nothing to do with it. They're coming and taking advantage of something that, well, quite honestly, you shouldn't be forced to pay for. And I shouldn't be forced to pay for, and nobody should be forced to pay for. And it doesn't matter whether the cats come from America or the cats come from Mexico. I shouldn't be forced to give food, free school, free medical or whatever to people that I don't know if I don't want to do that. Understand?
Yes, and I do, and you're right, I agree with that. I just might be a little bit off a little bit, but
see,
yes, that's
Brian,
pretty much exactly
David.
Right.
Oh, David, what I heard in the beginning of your call, like in the last segment, is that you agree with all of the things that we're proposing, the ideas that we're talking about, freedom and sovereignty and so forth. It just sounded like you were kind of resigned on this one issue because it's gone so far, because mainstream thinking is so absurd in this case that they don't really get the freedom message, that you feel like, well, this one, we have to crack down on the borders because the American people will never get it, and it's really kind of a hopeless thing, so this is the only choice. Is that kind of how you feel, or is that where this is coming from?
Yes. That's pretty much it. Yes, it really is. You're right.
You can't get rid of welfare. We've heard people call and say that before.
Yeah.
They're just resigned to this idea.
Right, and the other aspect is you can't get rid of the illegal aliens, because if you put the or illegal immigrants or whatever, because if you put the government in charge of something, including shooting Mexicans on the border, they're still not going to do it.
I don't know.
Properly.
I think that's a generally true statement, but I think that it is possible. North Korea has done a good job of it. So you can get rid of so-called illegal aliens if you have a total police state that makes it so people look to the United States and say, the hell would I want to go there for? I'll just stay right where I am, or, you know, go to some other country. So that's really the only option here. So basically, by accepting this belief that, well, you can't end welfare, so therefore we need to deal with the symptoms of the welfare problem, like you were talking about the cats, Mark, therefore we just need to crack down on the cats. Well, guess what? In order to crack down with on the cats, you have to crack down on absolutely everybody. And so before you know it, you've got yourself a real live police state.
You know, and the thing is what I'll say is that what you're saying that I'm saying is right, and I might be a little bit mixed up there, but the thing that we need to do, and I think you'll agree with me, is that what we need to do is get rid of the government system that we have, and I think you'll agree with me on that. Get rid of the whole system that's all corrupt to be able to fix any other problem. That's the first step.
Well, I would agree with that statement. Sure.
I'd like to fine-tune it a little bit. I don't know that we need to get rid of them. We need to educate
people.
A smaller
government, yeah.
The federal government. You can't fine-tune that thing, Sam. You've got to fine-tune the federal government.
Yeah, the federal government needs to go away.
Hold on, gentlemen. All right. What I'm talking about, though, it's not going to come from throwing out the government. We're not going to be able to fight them. It's not going to be any set number of people pulling over and shooting cops that's to throw out the government. It's going to come when people understand that the government can't solve these problems, that the government will only make them worse, that their tactics create unintended consequences, right. Create this drug war, create the immigration problems, create all of the
they have to
smuggling
reject.
Deaths. Yeah, they
people
have to realize.
Reject the idea of the coercive state. And it's easiest for them to, I think, reject the federal coercive state before they'll reject the state and the local boys.
And I don't believe that's going to come through, as you've experienced, come through their court system. They're not going to give you permission to show them that, you know, this is the wrong way to go. They're going to fight, you know, tooth and nail for their power and their control over others to stay the way it is.
David, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing
from you. Yeah, thank
you,
David. It was a great call.
Good conversation. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And none of these answers are easy.
No.
But the answer that we're proposing is simple. The answer that those who would want to control immigration is proposing is not really that simple. I mean, it's pretty complicated. You've got to get people down on the border, and they've got to do this, and then right. They've got to stop tunnels, and they've got to do this.
Here's a simple answer: is the federal government should get out of the area of immigration, and then let people who let different states decide how they want people to come in. Because I think some
that'd be a step in the right direction.
I think some states would do what Arizona is doing, where it's a disaster. You know, they're just basically saying anybody who looks Mexican, we're going to stop them and ask them for their.
Oh, no, that's not going to be it, Mark. They're going to stop anybody.
Fine. But
because the complaint is, well, you're going to target Hispanics, so no, we won't. See, we're going to target everyone.
No, if the...
Random stops.
If it was just Arizona, then they wouldn't have to worry about all that, you know, the talk of profile or anything like that. They just go ahead and do whatever they were going to do.
Yeah.
But and then other states would have their rules that say, hey, well, come on in, work, do whatever you want to do. California is a pretty good example. I think that L.A. and San Francisco essentially have rules against, and I know Boston does, rules against asking people what their ethnicity is or, you know, where they came from or and all that other stuff. So some places would say, come on in, work hard, and we'll give you a bunch of free crap. Some states... states and then they would go bankrupt in the long run. Some states would say, come on in, work hard, we're not going to give you anything, but we don't give anybody else anything, and that'd be fine too.
Right. Sounds good to me. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. And the real challenge is to show people that it's the government people that are causing the problems, not the folks coming here, who most of whom are not taking welfare. They don't qualify for it. Most of them are hardworking, good folks. Hour 2's coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.